At Cherry Hills Country Club outside Denver today, round two of the U.S. Women's Open Golf Championship. Favorite Annika Sörenstam is in the thick of it, going for her third major win of the year. And there is talk that she could win all four majors for a Grand Slam. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, thousands of fans have flocked to Cherry Hills to see just what makes Sörenstam so good.
Golf is a game of eternal learning and tinkering, and yesterday it was the first chance at Cherry Hills to study someone who gets it, maybe as much as any golfer in history.
From Sweden, our 1995-1996 Women's Open Champion, Annika Sörenstam.
Moments before she hit her first ball of the tournament, Sörenstam peered down the fairway, that locked-in look on her face. Spectators peered at her, completely unaware that Sörenstam was, she admitted later, nervous for a number of reasons.
U.S. Open, a lot of people, tough golf course, a lot on my mind.
Sörenstam hit that first drive into trouble, the thick rough on the side of the fairway. Then, after hitting the ball up on the green, she missed a putt for par. As her opening round unfolded, it became obvious that Sörenstam was in for a tussle with a very difficult golf course. And all the hundreds who marched along with her, the ones who'd come to study easy brilliance, had to readjust their expectations. On the 14th hole she played, I noticed Woody Smith, a regular golfer for the last 15 years, watching Sörenstam intently. I asked if he could share his observations as we walked the par 5 hole together. Sörenstam hit her drive into the rough again, and we stood nearby waiting for her second shot.
Take me through this shot as you're watching her.
So she's lined it up. It looks like she's trying to just get back to the fairway. See, short ball. She did exactly what she wanted, probably hit it about, maybe 100 yards. We got it out of the rough and got it back into the fairway. Some recreational players would try to hit it out as hard as they could and end up back in the rough somewhere. And so that in itself is pretty dangerous.
Do you have any one in mind when you say that?
We've done it, me and my friends. So see, Annika has now left herself a pretty good shot. She's in the fairway, and she could probably be 200 out.
And that is a nasty-looking green she's looking at, built up like there?
Yep. Hard to tell, but it looks like it's in the bunker.
Yet again, more trouble for Sörenstam as she hit her ball into a deep sand trap. But then she hit a beautiful shot out and onto the green.
So we're now probably about 150 feet away from the green, and Annika is, did that look like about a 15-footer maybe for par?
Yeah,
she's got
so.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Back of the green, so the only problem she has, obviously, is it's slanted downhill, so she can't push it very hard because it may slide back down the hill. So she saves another one. And so that's typically what good golfers do. They get in that situation where, from hole to hole, she was in trouble, but she's good enough to get back and save it. She's still even.
That's how Sörenstam would finish the round at even par, two strokes out of the lead. Afterwards, she talked about that 14th hole and acknowledged there was a lesson in the way she made that putt and scrambled to save par.
I would say so, yeah. I would recommend that to anyone. It's just you got to be patient in a tournament like this. So many holes, so much out there, so much can happen. You just got to stay in the moment and hit one shot at a time. And by the end of the day, you got to add them all up.
And there you have it. For those who paid close attention, brilliance was not just the sizzling shots that make the highlight shows. And if after adding them all up Sunday, Annika Sörenstam is the winner of a 10th major championship, Woody Smith says he'll think back to that slogging par 5 and smile. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Denver.